98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Feathers. Sequins. Prizes.
98 FM.
Yes, welcome to Matchy Matchy. We give you three words. You should pick the first word that comes into your head after each, and if your answers match with the presenter of your choice, you could win yourself some fabulous prizes.
Oh my gosh, you went very X Factor there for a moment. The prizes are so fabulous that we don't even read them out. Here's AI, Rebecca and Brendan, our old pals.
Do you want to fly a plane? Well, now you can with a Matchy Matchy flight lesson.
Take to the skies for a memorable experience.
And because flying is hungry work,
we're giving you a brand new barbecue to fire up the fun for the garden.
Win right now with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, I love them. The drama. What amazing prizes.
I would love to just have a chat with like Rebecca and Brendan AI, just to have a like conversation one-to-one because they are gas characters.
I get what I'd watch them in the Big Brother house
me
now.
Too.
Do you know? I said there'd be killings. Good morning to Shelley in Coolock, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Shelley, how are you?
Good morning to you.
Shelley, your signal just went a little bit dodgy there for a moment. Are you near a window? Oh, Shelley, we're so sorry. The signal's not the best. What do you do when the signal's bad? Where do you stand? Where would you suggest?
Get out of the car.
Shelley, we can hear you now.
All right, I opened the door.
Oh, nice one. You opened the door. We're learning about the signal issues.
That was life telling you to kick a door open, Shelley. And that's exactly what we want to do for you today by winning Matchy Matchy. But of course, we have to find out, do you play along when you're in the car and day to day?
My daughter does. She told me to enter for her.
Ah.
Oh, great stuff. Will you share the prize with your daughter if you actually win? Open that other door there, Shelley,
crack open that other door there really fast.
Okay, do you know what we'll do? If the signal's good, we'll move things along swiftly so we can get the answers out. Right, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning, Shelley? I'm going to the booth. Paul's in the hot seat.
Right, here we go. See you in a moment, my love. Okay, Shelley.
Yeah.
Right. Shelley, we'll go right through it, right? Your first word for Matchy Matchy is sponge.
Bob.
SpongeBob. Good call. Your second word is beach.
Towel.
And your third word is ear.
Globe.
Oh, you are quick off the mark today. So, Shelley and Coolock, sponge, you said Bob. Beach, you said towel. And ear, you said lobe. Are you going to lock those answers in?
I'm hoping she thinks like myself and saying yes.
Okay, you're locking those answers in. Let's get her back in. Come on back in, my friend. How was that booth for you?
Very nice. The aircon's on because it's so hot outside.
Oh, listen. Right.
Keeping us cool, calm
Keeping
and collected.
Us cool, calm and collected. Your first word, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
Sponge. Like sponge.
Sponge.
Yeah. Why did I say sponge?
I think this is just the drama of it all. Sponge Bob.
Okay. Your second word is beach.
Ball.
And your third word is ear.
Ear ring.
Have you matched three with Shelley and Coolock? No!
Oh my gosh, I thought we might have done it there, Shelley. I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
So listen, for sponge, you both said Bob.
Yes.
For beach, Shelley said towel. You said Bob.
Oh, that was a good one, yeah.
And ear.
Yeah.
Shelley said lobe. You said ring.
And I was even at one point going to say ear drum.
Oh, well, you would have been wrong then too.
Yes, I would have been wrong. I know.
And I thought, no, I'll go first.
Shelley, I'm sorry we couldn't do it.
No, you're fine.
Of all of our players in Matchy Matchy, Shelley has been the quickest. I mean, I barely had the word out and she had said her answer straight
Shelley
away.
Shelley means business.
Shelley,
we're sending you out a 98 FM goodie bag. Thank you for playing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shelley. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Oh, I know you felt like that was good, but
that's never happened. Yeah, no, that I've actually felt
That you thought you were going to win?
Yeah, I'm delusional.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. What's on in Dublin? 98FM.
Russell is here with his What's On guide if you're looking for something to do around the city this weekend. Russell, good morning. How are you?
Hello, good morning. Happy Friday to you both.
What are we doing? Where are we going, my friend?
Oh, we're a bit busy. There's a lot going on, so let's get through it. The Dublin Coffee Festival. We are big fans of the coffee because, of course, it's morning. We need it.
We need it.
And this is a really great festival that's taking place Saturday and Sunday in the RDS. It's not just going around drinking coffee. It's all about the tech that's also going on.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'm in the market for a new coffee machine that would be right up my street.
Like, and this is for everyone from the professionals right through to the home baristas as well. Yeah. So a bit of everything there going on, and that's today and tomorrow, and that's kind of incorporated a little bit as well as part of the Ideal Home Show, which is also going on at the RDS from today until Sunday. Maybe we might meet Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen at it, as you have.
When I was younger, I went to the Ideal Home Show with my mum, and I got a picture with Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen, myself and Lawrence. I was about 7, and it was in the Evening Herald newspaper.
Oh my god,
what a claim to fame.
Fame started there.
I know
look at her now.
Screw the masthead on the radio, you know, having your name on lights here. But that's in the Evening Herald. Fantastic.
So I can't believe it's that time of the year again.
I know, and I love this. I go especially for tech and stuff like that, seeing what different developments are there, what nice app like props and bits and bobs you can get for your house. Appliances, that's the word I was looking for, not props. But it's really fascinating, and if you are in the market for buying stuff for your home, that's a great little spot to go, and it's fairly affordable, 10 to 15 euro for tickets. And it's on all weekend as well. If you want a bit of culture in your life, go to the theatre, darling. Dockers is on in the Ambassador Theatre. So my granddad worked as a docker at Dublin Port. So I kind of was really fascinated by this as a show. It's a historical musical narrative about the Dublin docks, its people and its places. It had a really good sellout run in Liberty Hall back last year, so it's now in the Ambassador. Unfortunately, it started earlier this week and ends at this weekend, so it's all week until tomorrow. So, you know, just shows tonight and tomorrow with tickets still available, which is a really, really nice thing. I think, you know, the homegrown musical theatre is very good. If you want a little of international flavour instead, the Book of Mormon is currently it's incredible.
It's so good.
It's currently in the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre. If you're not familiar with it, it's created by it's a musical comedy by the creators of South Park.
Yes.
And the writers of Avenue Q, which is also one of my favourite musicals ever.
It's bold. You're not bringing the kids to this. It's bold.
No, you're not bringing your kids or a parent who might be like offended by absolutely everything.
Anyone who goes says that it's laugh out loud, absolutely incredible.
It is, but you have to leave like your morals.
And you gasp. You do gasp really? Several times.
Brilliant, but it's one of the funniest musicals I've ever seen. It's so clever, it's so silly, and it's absolutely wonderful. That runs right now until the 3rd of May at the theatre there in the Grand Canal, and there's matinee performances on Fridays and Saturdays as well. I love a matinee, guys.
I love a matinee.
Going out during the day is amazing.
Oh, it's lovely now.
Or a nice lunch as well before, and then go to the theatre.
Exactly, so classy. I mentioned this place before, Dublin Pottery Painting, which is in Smithfield.
I've heard great things about this.
They do different themed afternoons, evenings that you go along. Basically, the short of it is you pay a fiver to take part in it. That money goes towards the space.
Yeah.
And then you get to pick the vase, the bowl, the plate or whatever at different pricings along the way.
That sounds great, things. Russell. Oh. And there's actually something else happening this weekend. It is Russell's birthday this weekend. So we had to surprise him in studio.
Happy birthday, dear Russell. Happy birthday to you.
The panic there to know when to burst into studio when Russell was in the middle of
He's
doing
talking about pottery again.
Russell, happy birthday to you.
And it's not even a big one, so thank you so much.
Every birthday is a big birthday. Russell, thank you so much for your What's On guide, and I hope you have an amazing weekend and enjoy your birthday.
Thank you.
Now give me a slice of that Colin the Caterpillar. I have serviettes in the bag there if anyone needs some brilliant stuff.
Get up. 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.